Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Randy Strong Barksdale in this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. So, as we were kind of going through your title, it was like, well, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. And so we're just going to say of all the things.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah, that works out. And you're just kind of making a name for yourself. I think you've had a name as the daughter of your parents because
yes.
They're lifelong Upper Cumberland residents.
Yes.
And what did they do?
My mom works for St. Thomas and out of Nashville. She was with Sparta at one point, and then they transitioned during COVID. And then she also owns Merle Norman and Magnolia Gems Bridal right beside Big Lots. And then my dad is a teacher in Clay County. He used to teach in Putnam County. So everyone knows Coach Strong. Literally, I cannot go anywhere without people talking about my dad dunking a basketball back in the day. So
you're an Upper Cumberland girl.
Oh, yeah.
And so was it Cookeville that you grew up in?
My dad used to do contracting, and I've never lived in a house for over a year. I've lived in over 20 homes. So every time that he would build a house is whatever the closest school was is where we would move to. So I went to Putnam County growing up, and then for 3 years in high school, I went to Clay County, which is where my dad's from. So we just drove back and forth. We had a really good opportunity to do that, and I absolutely loved it. It was a great school. I ended up graduating as a senior. I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, wow.
So it was great.
Yeah, so you got a lot of college credits.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you do for college?
My major was organizational communication, and I would have loved the opportunity to have gone to Tech, but they didn't have that at the time. I think they do now. But basically, I tell people, think of Epcot. You have all the little samples of all the countries, how Epcot is whenever you go to Disney World. If not, you need to go. It's sort of like you take samples of every little thing. So you have business and marketing, and then you also have event planning, social media policies, how to write grants.
Finance, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. Finance is fun. Statistics. I don't know how I made an A in that class, but I did.
And so where did you go for school?
MTSU.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I loved it there. And then I did my master's there as well. Because my parents were like, get your master's degree. If you ever move, you'll never find a job. With what you do, you need to have a master's degree. So I did that, and I loved school there. It was great.
What made you come back to the Upper Cumberland?
Oh, goodness. My little brother, I should not call him my baby, but he is. He's 21. He'll be 22 in June. But at the time, he was in middle school, and I worked for David's Bridal in college, and I had the opportunity to move to New York, prayed about it. And my brother, I talked to him, and he said, Sissy, please don't leave. Come back home. So
wow.
I came back home and have been here ever since.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and that like really pulls on your heartstrings.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
I hear that a lot, that's kind of what the boomerang people that go away and come back to the Upper Cumberland area. It's because of family and,
oh, yeah.
And just the opportunities that are here.
Oh, you, The high school version of me was, I want to live in Nashville. I want to be, have a Siberian Husky and be in a huge high-rise penthouse. And you couldn't get me to go, maybe occasionally to go up there and catch a concert. But now, I mean, Cookeville's great. You're halfway between Nashville and Knoxville, and you don't have to, pay those crazy prices.
Well, and I think that you have been able to figure out kind of a way to have Randy Strong fit into the Upper Cumberland instead
of you
feel like you need to like kind of work your way. Like you kind of have made your own name, and you're not the typical, you wear, the hats and you carry your big bag and you plan, bougie events and you have the Royal House of Cheese at things. You've made a way to kind of change the layout here.
Well, I'm all about giving back, being a coach's kid. And then of course my mom, with her business, I always say, if you can stay local, you need to stay local. Every event that I have in the Upper Cumberland, they're all local vendors. So I really feel like you have to give back to the people who help you. Always remember where you come from. And that's just what my parents have instilled in me and my brother. And I hope, what I want to instill in Amelia, my little girl. But, there's no need to have to go to all these places if you have it right in your backyard. So.
Well, but I think some people don't, and especially people who have grown up here, they haven't had everything in their backyard. You haven't had these higher end vendors that can have nice events here. It's a lot of like church barns and stuff like that, that I'm sure growing up, that's where events were.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, the barn trend really didn't start until right around 2010. Everybody wanted to have this big, huge barn wedding, and they just started popping up all over the place. And we have some great barn event venues in town. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now that they're adding certain different things to their property just to not just be that barn venue. But with COVID, a lot of people are just getting married in their backyard. So yeah. A lot more smaller, intimate events. So
with after getting your master's degree, deciding to come back to Cookeville, you at some point you started an event planning business.
Yes.
Jet Set Planning.
Yes. Jet Set Planning was literally founded on my dining room table with papers everywhere. My ex-husband is a pilot. So I knew I wanted it to have something based around him at the time. And it's really funny. My logo actually is, I used to wear a Tiffany necklace, and that was, and it still is my logo. And then around the logo, the top of the logo, I have a wreath. And my mom would always say, if you don't know Cindy, she's a whole mood. She's great. I love my mama. She would always take our wreath, because as a young child moving around a lot, I would cry. I'm like, oh, our house is gone.
Yeah.
And she would always have that wreath, and she would slap it on the door everywhere we went, the same wreath. She would say, your home is where your wreath is. And so when you see my logo, it is, you know, my airplane necklace and then the wreath around it. So, but yeah, we did, you know, Jet Set Planning, still do that. Absolutely.
What year did that? Did you?
That started in 2013.
Oh, wow. So eight years in.
Yeah, 8 years in.
In case you're just joining us, we have Randy Strong Barksdale with Jet Set Planning and all the things. We're going to get into kind of dig into all of it. But so what has been the most difficult thing about event planning in this region?
People not understanding that they can get everything here. For example, a Shivari chair here, rental is, you know, in Putnam County or even just in the Upper Cumberland, you are looking at anywhere between maybe $2 to $4. In Nashville, you can get the exact same chair for $18 a chair.
Wow.
So, you know, people just not really understanding that they can utilize people locally, still have a beautiful event, but, you know, not have to spend a lot of money. So.
That's what I was involved in an event at the Monarch
in
Baxter.
Oh, I love Kelly. And she's a Baxter girl like my mama.
Yeah. And she's great. The venue is beautiful.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And I think I love seeing local vendors come in and just knowing you couldn't have a wedding or an event of that magnitude at that cost in Nashville. It would be double, triple the cost.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's beautiful there. I love it.
So what's the best thing about event planning in the Upper Cumberland?
Well, I'm a daddy's girl. So for me, the best thing about planning a wedding is I always tell my brides, you are a bride first with your dad before you are with your soon to be husband. So just having that moment to see, like, for example, this weekend, well, actually last weekend, we planned a wedding, and having the first look with a bride and her dad, I just lose it. I could cry thinking about it. I lose it every single time. Because that's just such a special moment. And I always tell my clients, the first time that you are a bride is with your daddy. So you want to make sure that your daddy looks just as good as the man you're going to be walking down the aisle to.
So why not just try to work for some other event planning company? Why start your own business?
Well, with my family and with what all that we do, we literally don't know how to do just one thing, which is funny. It's like in our blood. But my parents always said, be your own boss. You can make your own hours. You can do what you want to do. You can work as hard or as little as you want to, but the harder you work, the better off you're going to be. So,
but neither of them were in business or entrepreneurship.
Well, they were with Magnolia James.
Okay.
So with the dress industry, they, at our store that we have, they were there. And of course, Merle Norman, it's a franchise, but you know, they bought the franchise in 2000. Together from my aunt and uncle, and they've been killing it ever since.
But then they both have
then they also have full-time jobs, because again, we don't know how to just do one thing. So, my dad, again, he's been literally a teacher. If you walk around probably in this building, somebody's been his student. So, it's really funny, but you know, he's still doing it and he still loves it.
Yeah. So if somebody were to ask like 10-year-old Randy what you wanted to be, what would you have wanted? What was kind of your path at that time?
Well, 10-year-old Randy is much different than 29-year-old Randy. When I was 10, of course, Twister was my all-time favorite movie and honestly still is one of my all-time favorite movies. I used to want to be a tornado chaser. Helen Hunt is like my superhero. I think she's a great actress. And my parents, probably my mom especially, I remember being a little girl and wanting to, if there was a storm, mom, we've got to go. We've got to go catch the storm. And she was like, no, honey, we're not. We're going to go and hide. We're not Helen Hunt. We can't
so
do this.
Were you the type that was like wanting to get dirty? Cause you know, she's like in the mud and getting dirty.
I'm the best of both worlds. I mean, I went to school in Clay County and grew up here in Putnam County. And you know, I feel like every girl in the upper Cumberland, one person that comes to mind is a good friend of mine, Sabrina Brazel. We joked on the phone the other day. She was like, you know, a lot of people feel like I can't get in there and get dirty, but. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm from Jackson County. You know, I hang out with the best of them. So, yeah, absolutely. Getting dirty doesn't bother me a bit.
I love the fact that there's so many strong women in the area that can do both, can put on pair of heels, can put on, you know, their face full of makeup and hang out in a bougie place and then get down and dirty. And that's, I always have, my dad was kind of like that. He could put on a tuxedo and fit in. He could go down to a hoedown and fit in. Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to be that way as well.
Oh yeah. I feel like, especially women in the upper Cumberland, like there's so many farms out in the community that we have, and there's so many single moms, single dads that, you know, I feel like for me and my friends, we were just raised that, you know, you're not going to have the time to be lazy. You're going to have to learn how to do it all. So, I mean, my dad especially, he taught me how to check the oil in my car, change a tire, and, you know, mom taught me how to put on lipstick. So yeah. We just have to learn how to do everything.
Do it all. We'll be right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Randy Strong Barksdale in this morning. Queen of all the things. Is that a fitting?
I don't think a queen would be my title. My daughter, the other day at school, they asked her, they said, Amelia, are you a boy or a girl? And she said, I'm a queen. So Amelia is the queen of my life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's a new gender for her.
And she's what, two?
She's 2.5, thinking that she's 15.
That, you've got your hands full.
I do. I gave birth to my mother. Yeah, she's little Cindy. That's what I call her. Little Cindy.
That is funny. So let's talk about Clover Lake Cottage. Okay. So, that's a place that's up in Granville.
Yes.
Out in Granville, whatever.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
So Clover Lake Cottage is the first house in Granville to ever have indoor plumbing. It was built in 1910, and Henry Fincher owns it, who is my fiance, and he had it there. And it had been sitting there since, oh goodness, 2003. They fixed it up, him and his ex-wife. They fixed it up a little bit. And then after his divorce, he kept it and he didn't want to get rid of it. And then I came into the picture.
And nobody's been living there.
Nobody's been doing anything.
There.
It literally, sorry, Henry, if you're listening, it was a haunted house.
I actually have heard that.
And it was just a hot mess express.
Yeah.
That is me being nice.
Yeah.
It was just a hot mess. So, we literally redid it from the joist up. So.
And what was your motivation to do something with
well,
that?
Well, you know, we wanted to make it an Airbnb. We knew that we wanted to do that. But I feel like through my divorce from my ex-husband, I needed a new start, and I wanted to have something that I could rebuild, because I sort of felt like I rebuilt my life through that house. My home was in a storage unit, so I was able to fill his lake house with my house. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really close to my heart. Absolutely love it. It is my happy place.
Do you, I feel like you should write a book as like rebuilding.
Are you writing a book? I am. Yes, I am. I am. It should be hopefully finished by next summer.
Wow. Well, That's awesome. I can't wait to have you back on and talk more about that. But I think that is, something that people don't talk about as much, of the rebuild that happens after a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
I was recently talking to somebody and they said something about being angry and conflict. And I said, well, is this post-divorce or pre-divorce? Because kind of the year, at least year or two after a divorce doesn't count.
Yeah,
you're not your best version of yourself.
I don't really know. I feel like everybody finds themselves differently. For me, divorce was really like a death. So, you know, he is not who I married. Yeah. And I don't ever want to say anything ugly because he's the father of my mm-hmm. daughter. But a really good friend of my grandma's, she sat me down and she said, you know, who you marry is not who you divorce. So that is totally 100% accurate.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to Clover Lake Cottage, it was just a way that I could rebuild myself through the house. And I absolutely love it. It's going to be available to start renting on Airbnb November the 9th. And we love it. It has 4 bedrooms and a huge living room. Everything again is completely remodeled. It is like Martha Stewart and Dolly Parton had a baby.
So do you,
I don't know. That's the feel I wanted to have of the
interesting.
House.
Interesting. Okay. Do you see the impact that you, potential impact that you could make on the city of Granville?
Oh, absolutely.
By this house.
I think so. With it being, again, the first house in Granville to have indoor plumbing, one of the oldest homes in the community, I feel like we for sure have made an impact. There's been a lot of new construction, a lot of new buildings. And what always would make me so happy is seeing people that are from there that have lived there in Jackson County come by and they've said, thank you for restoring something and mm-hmm. not building something new. We yeah. really appreciate, you know, you guys doing that. I'm like, well, thank you. You can appreciate us by renting it out $485 a night. But,
well,
you know.
I think that it's become, I recently had Natasha and John Dean, the
yeah,
owners of Wildwood.
Great.
And I just love what they've done with Wildwood.
Oh, yeah.
I love the, you know, it is such an old small town, Granville. Mm-hmm. But I love that there's these charming gems that are kind of
hidden
through there.
Absolutely. There's several different places in Granville that are great. Some are new, some are old. But I think, again, what made me happy was people seeing that we were restoring something and they really appreciated that. So
in case you're just joining, we have Randy Strong Barksdale talking about Clover Lake Cottage, which her and her fiance Henry Fincher own. And so what do you think? Kind of, what's the plan for this Airbnb? You're launching it?
Yeah, November the 9th, it'll be on Airbnb. People can go to the website now and go ahead and rent out after November 9th at CloverLakeCottage.com. And we're going to be using it as, of course, a vacation rental Airbnb. But also we're going to be doing Tennessee mini weddings.
And what does that mean?
So I do, event planning as well with Jet Set Planning. I own that. But with just the hustle and bustle of all the big weddings, with COVID, you don't really see them as much anymore. They are making a comeback, but I think people are still scared. So, with my event planning and also time to be able to stay closer to home and not have to travel as much with my daughter, Henry and I also wanted to have something there at the lake house where if you just want to have an elopement, have 40 people, you know, have a nice cheese board. I'm going to use Diego with the Royal House of Cheese. Just sort of have a package where you can just have, you know, 40 people, your close friends and family get married, have a nice, beautiful wedding cake with Mary Ellen Roberts. She owns a finicky bakery. And just, again, staying local with the people that I use and people that I love, that are close friends, to have an event for a married couple that can just relax and not have to worry and not have it so massive. Just focus on really what matters, which is, you know, each other.
I think sometimes that people get, I got married the first time in 2008, and I was so wrapped up in this huge...
It's a production.
Yeah, the production of everything.
Always call it the greatest showman.
And yeah. I think so much, like, none of that matters.
You know, again, going back at, you know, Henry and I getting married in March of next year, people were like, oh, are you going to have a wedding? Are you going to have a party? We want to come, you know, and I just told him, I said, all of these people are our friends, and I'm, you know, we love them, but... I've been there, done that. I mm-hmm. just want to have a cupcake and a pretty dress and take a photo. So that's what we're going to do. And just keep it short, sweet, and simple.
Which is funny because, you know, in the event planning business, and you've been surrounded by weddings for your whole life, you know, you'd think, oh, she must have, you know, want to have this be the thing. But
I feel like as you get older, you realize that it's really not about things. It's just about people that you love. And with the Tennessee Mini Weddings at Clover Lake Cottage, it's something that I can marry each other to and just fix it to where people can enjoy, you know, what they should enjoy. And that's just each other.
Well, and I think because of kind of your experience, you can encourage people to understand what is really important. You know, I think people get, well, if, you know, I don't get this specific flower for, you know, decorations or this specific this or that. The details are important, but at the same time, it's the fact that you're marrying this person that is really the longevity of things.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's really not about all the hustle and bustle. At least it's not for me now. It used to be, you know, young 20-year-old Randy, all the hustle and bustle. And now that I'm a mama, I'm like, you know what? I just am making time for the people that I love.
So do you think that has changed your outlook on event planning?
I would say so. Yeah, I would say that, again, I don't want to have to travel as much as what I have been doing. So just being able to combine two things that I love and keeping it more local and more at home is going to be a lot better for me.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how the Clover Lake Cottage will turn out and kind of how the mini weddings. I think that that's a great idea, and I think that that's really needed in this area.
Yep.
We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I am Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I have Randy Strong Barksdale in today. We've talked about jet set planning. We've talked about Clover Lake Cottage. A new thing that you're launching as well is Upper Cumberland Women.
Yes.
So what is Upper Cumberland Women?
Okay. So what the main focus of what it's going to be is it came from just being a little angry, a little bit, to be honest. I was talking to one of my friends and I said, you know, there is just not a good group of women here in the business industry that can, there's not a place where they can connect. There's not a place where they can vent, talk. I mean, you know, I'm a single mom, and just being able to connect with other people who have kids or who are single moms. And even if they're not, I said, I need an outlet of strong business, like-minded women who are not lazy, who work and who just do all the things. So I am actually going to be launching this. We're hoping that the website will be done in January, and we're still trying to figure out what all that we're going to do. But, you know, I want it to be a platform where people, again, women of the Upper Cumberland, can connect and use it as a business aspect where, you know, if you need a vendor for a certain thing, there's a list of people that you can go through. So it's just really helping other business women in the Upper Cumberland. I do want to also do a magazine with this because I feel like in Putnam County, we have great magazines. And even, again, with the Upper Cumberland, there's some awesome magazines, but there really is not a magazine that's targeted toward women of business in the Upper Cumberland. So it's something that we're working on, and I'm excited about it. We're still trying to figure out everything that we want to do. But again, the main thing is just being able to have an outlet, a resource of Upper Cumberland business women who are hardworking people who just need a good contact.
You keep saying we. Is Henry involved in this project too?
I feel like we, I guess I always say we now just because I have Amelia and Henry, but you know, he has a law office in Cookeville, and he's been doing the business, goodness, for over 20 years. He's a big supporter, and you know, I love him. He's great, but
But this is kind of a Randy thing.
This is just something, like I said, just sort of out of anger, because I told him, I said, I need a platform for these people where I can, you know, connect and talk to all these women and, you know, get a mindset of, you know, what they're thinking and, you know, what they think about this idea. And he was like, well, just go ahead and, you know, get it on Instagram and get a domain. And I was like, that's a good idea. So yeah, we're making it a website just so, again, people can figure out, you know, they can learn about the top women in the Upper Cumberland.
I think that I love that magazine idea. We had done 3 or 4 years ago with the Biz Foundry, A Start Here magazine, and I loved it. People were so excited. They learned about new businesses in the area, and we had grant money to do the first one, and then we never did another one.
Again, a lot of businesses, you look at a lot of stores online, they're doing more magazines online. So basically our website's going to be more of like the online magazine, just so, again, businesswomen have everything at their fingertips. Besides all the papers that they have to sort and go through. So just to be able to scroll on your phone, your computer, iPad, and just read it is my goal.
Do you have, background in design? Would you do something like that yourself, or would you contract out a lot of stuff?
You know, to be honest, I do a little bit of everything.
It seems that way.
I don't know how to do any, like I said, I don't know how to just do one thing. So, I'm going to do a little bit of both. I feel like as a mama, you have to delegate and have people help you. So, you know, that's my main plan is trying to get it organized.
Are you the type to, if you don't know how to do it, you'll figure it out?
You know, I feel like I am sometimes, but I feel like as I've gone older, and the people that I really trust, I'm okay to delegate, and I used to not be that way. I used to feel like I had to do it all, and now, to me, time is everything, and anything that I can delegate to someone who does a great job, then I'm going to let them help me.
So. Yeah, I agree with that. I think I'm an Enneagram 8, and so I like to take the reins. I like things to be in control, but I've gotten to the point where it's like, I don't want to waste my time trying to figure out something when there's a lot. I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, I'm going to be using Rosemary Apple Fields. Fun fact, she was Miss DeKalb County back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. She does a lot of work for the realty firm, and we go way back.
Fun fact, she had the job at the Biz Foundry before I did.
Awesome.
And so when I first started, I would introduce myself as the new Rosemary.
she's a queen. She's awesome. Yeah. When I told her for Clever Lake Cottage, she said, how do you want this to feel? I said, I want it to feel like Martha Stewart and Dolly Parton had a baby. And she immediately knew what I meant. I said, I want it to be organized, and I want it to, you know, feel as though it's decorated and beautiful with a little bit of Southern sass. And she says, I've got you, girl. It's fine. I'll take care of it. And so she's going to be doing my website for this.
I think that that's what's so amazing about the Upper Cumberland and the women, especially in the Upper Cumberland, is there are so many skilled people. But I think it's been hard to kind of collect them all together.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know who does what. So that's the whole purpose of this website, and again, social media as well, for people to know who is out there, because you don't have to go to Nashville. You don't have to go to Knoxville. We have women in our own backyard who, you know, from doctors to teachers to web designers. I mean, there's everybody, and a lot of people just don't know. So that's the whole purpose of that.
Yeah. In case you're just joining us, we have Randy Strong Barksdale in. We've talked about Jet Set Planning. We've talked about Clover Lake Cottage, women, Upper Cumberland women. What else is on the horizon for you?
Oh, my goodness.
That's not enough.
Like I said, we don't know how to just do one thing.
Yeah.
Well, Henry and I are getting married in March, and we're eloping. We're going to have a cupcake, and he's going to be in a tux, and I'm going to wear a dress, and that's like the next big thing we have coming up. My daughter's going to be turning 3 in January. I'm just so sad about it. I'm really struggling.
I think each phase of a parenthood is fun, though.
I think you learn the newborn. Suzanne Buck, who owns the Salt Box, I remember her telling me, oh, you're going to love the newborn stage. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't think I'm going to love it. And I miss it so much.
Yeah.
I just loved it. And right now is great. 3, going into 3 is great. The 2 at the beginning, my child is a diva. Like I said, I gave birth to little Cindy. And she's just a ham. She will let you know what she wants. She's a Capricorn. You have to have all eyes on her. And she's just a handful. And, you know, to be honest, I wouldn't have it any other way. She's very strong. And I feel like her little personality is developing and molding and shaping. And she and my mom both, they are the same person. And she calls her Nana. And I just feel like they're from the same cloth.
So what do you think? What do you think the future of Jet Set Planning is?
You know, honestly, Brady Betcher over here, she's beside me. She's helps me a lot with a lot of things that I have going on. We were talking about that a few weeks ago. And to be honest, I want to do more with the Tennessee Mini Weddings at Clover Lake Cottage that we're going to do. But to be able to tie that into the Upper Cumberland Women and do more events for businesses. So that's something that we're going to be doing with the Upper Cumberland Women. We're going to be having our launch party at, of course, Clover Lake Cottage.
Yeah. And what about Clover Lake Cottage, do you think, I mean, we'll see the weddings expand out there. Do you think you'll have more events out there?
You know, we really want to be a place for Granville and again the Upper Cumberland where if you want to have an event, we're totally fine with it. Of course, I'll help plan it because we don't want it to get too big and too crazy. I just feel like that things need to be more intimate and smaller. So that's sort of our goal. But of course, again, main thing for Clover Lake is vacation rental, Airbnb, and then tying it into, you know, my event planning.
All right, so we're going to go down the list. How can people find all these things? So Jet Set Planning.
Yeah, jetsetplanning.com. All the social media handles are Jet Set Planning. So okay. There's that one.
And Clover Lake Cottage.
CloverLakeCottage.com. And again, all the social media is just Clover Lake Cottage.
And if people look up on Airbnb, can they just type in Clover Lake Cottage?
If you go to Airbnb on November the 9th, it will be live.
Okay.
So I did that because I need to finish all the tiny details of everything that I need to get organized, but on Airbnb it'll be on November the 9th. But okay. You can go to CloverLakeCottage.com now and, you know, go ahead and book out and reserve your
and you can
slot.
see pictures of the place on
yeah.
social
Rosemary
media.
Rosemary Fields, she took all of our photos. She is wonderful. She was so funny. She said, you know, Randy, I like photographing homes and instead of people because I don't have to deal with any sass. I was like, hey, girl, I know what you mean. So she did a great job, and you can go on our website and see all the photos, everything that we have to offer. It's $485 a night, minimum of 2 nights, and we literally have every single thing that you need.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
And Upper Cumberland Women.
I just registered the domain the other day, so okay. the website, again, will be launching. I'm going to try to have it up and live by January,
okay.
But if not, probably February. It just depends on if I can get a few
things
done.
But you have the social media handles on
that. All the social media handles is the title, you know, mm-hmm. of Upper Cumberland Women. So,
and what advice would you have for just people in general in the Upper Cumberland business owners? What advice, what's a tip from Randy?
That's hard. I have so many. Honestly, probably just make time for you and make time for the people that you love the most. I know with the lake house, I really killed myself of just wanting it to be perfect. And, you know, Henry said the other day, he was like, good enough is good enough. And I was like, oh, I can't do that. I can't do just good enough. But as we got closer, I realized that I did not want to spend all my time on that because I have Amelia and, of course, spending time with my family and Henry. And to be honest, to just find the people to help you, who you can put faith in and put trust in and delegate and just make time for you. So,
well, one thing too about the good enough is good enough. I think good enough, other people don't know your vision.
Exactly.
And so that's a big lesson I've learned over the last year when I put on events is I'm like, oh, well, if this doesn't go right, I would just stress out that, you know, well, I thought the balloons were going to be here and not there or whatever. And it's like, it is not, nobody else knows where the balloons were supposed to be. In their mind, they're where they should be. And so it's not necessarily just good enough because to other people, it looks like perfection.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining us today. It was great to hear your story.
Thanks, girl.